Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a very special lesson about a young lady named Quvenzhané Wallace. Now, that is quite an interesting name. I don't know if you've heard of this young actress before. Let's say her name together. Carolyn, you want to help me out?
Absolutely.
Quvenzhané. That's right. Quvenzhané Wallace is her name, and she is quite talented. And we will find out in this lesson about how she started getting famous as early as the age of 5 years old when she auditioned for a role. Now, what were you doing when you were 5 years old? Do you remember anything special that you did, Carolyn?
Well, I wasn't doing very much when I was five. I was in kindergarten and probably learning my ABCs and how to write my name. But I was also in my church choir. So even though I was just 5 years old, we had a children's choir.
Nice.
And I really liked singing at church.
Well, that's great. That's a good thing to do at any age. I think when I was 5 years old, I was probably just following my big sister around because she was my hero. Well, what were you doing when you were five? Think about that. Let's get started with our lesson, learning about Quvenzhané Wallace.
Quvenzhané Wallace. Happy 10th birthday to this rising young star. Most actors search for years to find the ideal role that will make them famous. For Quvenzhané Wallace, however, the role found her while she was still in kindergarten. Opportunity came knocking. The young girl, known as Naisie, from Houma, Louisiana, was living the life of a normal five-year-old. Then one day, her mother received a call from a friend. The friend reported that a movie director was auditioning young girls to star in his movie.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Being an actress and famous star is a dream many little boys and girls have. But it's a dream that young actress Quvenzhané Wallace is living. We'll learn more about her story in today's reading. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Ideal. Ideal is an adjective. You may never find the ideal job, but you can certainly find a very good job. Normal. Normal is an adjective. Today was like any other normal day at school. Imaginative. Imaginative is an adjective. Trisha's son is very imaginative, and he is always creating stories. Beast. Beast is a noun. The children's story Beauty and the Beast became a famous movie. Your more information word is audition. Audition is a verb. Now let's get started with the article.
Well, this sounds like a very special story about this young girl. At the very beginning, we see, "Happy 10th birthday to this rising young star." And today is Quvenzhané Wallace's 10th birthday, August 28th.
Well, happy birthday, Quvenzhané. And she, of course, is a rising young star. Does this remind you of anybody? Well, of course, last month we learned about Carrie Mulligan, who is also a rising celebrity or a rising star. They're becoming famous.
That's right. They certainly are. Now, let's get started with our article. Most actors search for years to find the ideal role that will make them famous. And it's very true. Most actors are trying to get into movies and auditioning for parts for many years before they find that ideal role. And right there is a word from our word bank, the word ideal? What does it mean, Gabe?
Well, your ideal is the best possibility for something, or maybe the best situation for you. So many people talk about finding the ideal job. They want to find a job that best suits them. Or, of course, people talk about finding the ideal husband or the ideal wife, something that is the best for them.
That's right. So the best of its kind, or the perfect one that really just suits everything you were looking for. So they search for many years to find the ideal role that will make them famous. But that is not what happened in this case. For Quvenzhané Wallace, however, the role found her while she was still in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't look for it. She didn't work hard for it. Although it says that the role found her. So it wasn't her own effort, but I'm sure that she did have to work very hard afterward.
It's true, but this all happened while she was just in kindergarten. Well, her name is a very special name, Quvenzhané Wallace, and I think Steve and Ken have a little bit to share about this in the information cloud.
Today, it's popular for expectant parents in America to sidestep traditional baby names and choose names that are unique, that are oddly spelled, or have a distinctive sound.
Everyone is doing it, but it seems Black American parents are doing it the most.
Consider this statistic. 1 year in California, 30% of Black female newborns were given names that were unique among all the names of every other female baby born that year.
For Black Americans, this naming trend really took off in the 1960s when the Black community discovered a newfound pride in their African heritage.
Many Black Americans boldly distanced themselves from the white culture, a culture they felt to be bland, conformist, and oppressive.
Mm-hmm. And so, Black parents began to shun traditional white names like George and Carol in favor of names from African languages, as well as Muslim and Arabic culture.
They also began favoring made-up names based on a special meaning or on how pleasant the name sounded.
Now, these naming trends continue today. The first half of the made-up name Quvenzhané is based on Quvenzhané's parents' names, while the second half comes from the Swahili language.
今天这一课介绍这位年轻的演员 Quvenzhané Wallace， 他的名字 Quvenzhané 一听就是一个很独特的名字。其实现在越来越多的美国父母呢，帮小孩取名字的时候会选择一些很独特少见的名字。这个现象在美国黑人当中特别常见。在1960年代， 美国的黑人开始有自我意识，他们以身为非洲裔为傲， 也因此渐渐摒弃了传统的英文名字。 像美国NBA直男的Shaquille O'Neal， Shaquille就是一个很独特的名字。 那这一类的名字呢，往往来自非洲的语言， 也有来自回教以及阿拉伯文化。 那这是美国目前取名字的一个趋势。 以后我们应该会见到越来越多各式各样从来没有听过的名字。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. It is very interesting to learn about the different naming styles of different people groups, especially in the United States. Well, we're still learning about Quvenzhané Wallace, and in our next section here, it says, opportunity came knocking. So earlier we talked about how the role found her in kindergarten. Now, how does this section continue, Gabe?
Well, first I wanted to talk about that phrase, the opportunity came knocking. Carolyn, I thought that only humans could do something like knock.
Well, usually, yes, we say that, but we also talk about doors being opened when there is an opportunity. So if an opportunity comes knocking, that means maybe you should open the door. It's just a figurative way to express that idea.
And I like that. Friends, don't be afraid to use your English like this. to make other things do things that usually only humans do. Humans knock, of course, they knock on doors, but here you can see that opportunities can come knocking on your door. Well, we do continue. The young girl known as Nazy from Houma, Louisiana, was living the life of a normal 5-year-old.
Yes, she was just living the life of this normal 5-year-old girl. And normal is a word from our word bank. If something is normal, then it is usual. There's not too much that's special about it. There's nothing strange. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that things usually are.
Yeah. How's your day? You might say, well, I'm just having a normal day. Nothing special is going on. It's not my birthday. There's nothing good or bad happening. It's just a normal day.
That's right. And so, Quvenzhané was just living the life of a normal 5-year-old. So, probably playing with her dolls or playing with other toys, enjoying time with her family, and maybe going to kindergarten or going to school. Then, one day, her mother received a call from a friend. Now, what kind of call was this, Gabe?
Interesting. Well, the friend reported that a movie director was auditioning young girls to star in his movie. This is a very special call from a friend indeed. Maybe this section should be called Opportunity Came Calling, right?
Well, instead of knocking, since it didn't actually knock on their door, it called them on the phone. So, one of her mother's friends knew about this audition for a movie and that they were looking for young girls. I wonder what Quvenzhané's mother will do in this case, because I don't know if everyone would want their 5-year-old girl to be in a movie.
It's true, but we do see a word there when you're auditioning for something. Like this movie, this director is auditioning these girls. That means he's letting them try out. And when you want to be in a show or a movie or a play, you go and audition for the role. You try out for that role.
That's right. Well, right now, it is time for us to spend some time with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 ideal 这个形容词。Ideal 是指理想的、最佳的或者是完美的。例如 This apartment is ideal for newlyweds. 这栋公寓非常适合新婚夫妇。或者是 Frank is the ideal person to take the position. Frank 是这个职位的最佳人选。它的副词是字尾加上 ly, ideally. 例如 The car is ideally suited for families. 这部车非常适合家庭。继续我们看的是 audition 这个动词。Audition 是指试镜，如果要说明试镜哪一个角色或演出，就要用介系词 for。例如 ,dancers from around the country came here to audition for the musical. 全国的舞者都来到这里参加这出音乐剧的试镜。Audition 也可以当名词，例如 ,the audition only took me 3 minutes. 这一次的试镜只花了我3分钟的时间。
We're learning today about this young, talented actress, Quvenzhané Wallace. And she was just living the life of a normal 5-year-old girl when opportunity came knocking. Or actually, opportunity came calling when her mother's friend called her about this role to star in a movie. Well, we're going to continue learning about Quvenzhané in the next part of our lesson right now.
Quvenzhané Wallace. The caller thought Quvenzhané would be perfect for the role, but Mrs. Wallace wasn't sure. It was true that people always said her daughter had a special gift, but Nazy's parents considered her just a normal, active, imaginative child. When Mrs. Wallace asked her daughter if she would like to audition, Nazy said yes. They went to the library, where auditions were being held for the movie Beasts of the Southern Wild. It turned out to be a trip that would change Nazy's life forever.
A I think auditioning for a movie would be a life-changing experience. Now, earlier we were talking about someone called Quvenzhané's mother, or Nazi's mother, and told her about a part that she could audition for in a movie. And we read in this section, the caller thought Quvenzhané would be perfect for the role, but Mrs. Wallace wasn't sure. And I can certainly understand why.
Well, it's true. Actually, the people that were auditioning for the role, they said we want girls between 6 and 9 years old to audition. But Nazi was only 5 years old, and so her mother wasn't sure about taking her daughter in. Actually, Nazi says they snuck in, and she ended up getting the role. Well, we continue. It was true that people always said her daughter had a special gift. So people told Nazi's mom that her daughter had a very special gift. Now let's take a look at that word gift. Here in this sentence, what does it mean, Carolyn?
Well, it does not mean it is a present that you give to someone else. Here it means that it is a special ability that you have. Maybe you have a gift for music. You are just very talented, and it doesn't take much effort for you to learn how to play an instrument or sing a song. Mm-hmm. It just comes naturally. You have a gift.
A special gift. Of course, this is a noun, but you might use it as an adjective to talk about someone who has that gift. A gifted actor, a gifted singer, a gifted dancer, or a gifted artist. And of course, Nazi, or Quvenzhané, is a very gifted girl.
That's right. She has a special gift. Continuing, but Nazi's parents considered her just a normal, active, imaginative child. So while other people said she had a special gift, they thought she was just normal and imaginative. Now, imaginative is another word from our word bank. If you are imaginative, then you are very creative. You think very interesting thoughts that might be different from other people, and it's a lot of fun.
And maybe you have a world of your own. You're thinking of so many different things going on inside of your head. Maybe you're very good at telling stories because you have a very creative imagination. You are imaginative. Well, are you? Are you an imaginative person?
Yes. Do you come up with new or creative ideas that other people just don't seem to have? Well, Nazi was an imaginative 5-year-old child, and they thought that this was very normal. Now, continuing into the next paragraph, when Mrs. Wallace asked her daughter if she would like to audition, Nazi said, yes.
Nazi, of course, said yes. She seemed pretty excited about this. They went to the library where auditions were being held for the movie Beasts of the Southern Wild. Now, maybe you have heard of this movie or even seen this movie, Beasts of the Southern Wild. But first, let's take a look at the word there in that movie title, the word beast. A beast is something big. It's kind of a big animal, maybe a dangerous or scary animal, not normal or cute and cuddly, a beast.
That's right. And maybe you've heard of the movie Beauty and the Beast. There is a huge beast in the movie, and this is the movie Beasts of the Southern Wild. Now, you can also use this word beast to describe a person who acts like an animal.
Oh.
And actually, I watched this movie recently, and they do kind of act like animals in the movie. They are people, most certainly, but there are times when they roar or yell or run, and it's a lot like an animal.
Sounds kind of wild. Maybe you talk about wild beasts sometimes. Well, this sounds like a movie that I would want to see. I haven't seen it yet, but of course we see here that she auditioned for this role, for this part in this movie. Now, you saw that word audition in this sentence in another way. You see it as a noun as well. They went to the library where auditions were being held. So it can be a noun or a verb.
That's right. And we find out in this last sentence, it turned out to be a trip that would change Nazi's life forever. So this is something very special. This just simple trip to the library where she could audition for a movie. It doesn't seem like too big of a deal because there were so many other girls auditioning, but it changed her life forever.
That's right. And if something changes your life forever, or maybe it changes your friend's life forever, that means their life was heading in one direction, but something happened and it made the direction change a lot. So it changed the course of Nazi's life.
That's right. So she went from being a normal child to a rising young star, as we mentioned previously in the article.
Well, right now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
All right, bye-bye. Isn't that just wonderful?
What's wonderful?
Our little Nazi has been nominated for an Academy Award.
Little Nazi from down the street?
Yes, Kuvanzanine Wallace has been nominated.
What, for an Academy Award?
Yeah!
But she's only 9 years old.
Well, I know. She's the youngest actress to ever be considered.
Well, we always said she had a special gift.
I know, but her parents considered her just a normal, active, imaginative child.
So how did she get into show business?
Well, she has me to thank for that.
You?
Yes, me.
No.
Yes, a movie director was auditioning girls to star in his movie.
And
I called Mrs. Wallace and I told her Nazi would be perfect for the role.
You did?
I did. At first, Mrs. Wallace wasn't so sure. She said Nazi was just a normal 5-year-old.
And?
Well, and I said, no, no, no. Your daughter has a special gift.
So Mrs. Wallace took Nazi to the auditions?
Yes, she did. And she got the part.
And now she's nominated for an Academy Award.
That's right. Thanks to me.
Wow. Little Nazi. Oh.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 imaginative 这个形容词。它的动词是 imagine。I-M-A-G-I-N-E, 意思是想象。所以 imaginative 是指富有想象力的或者是有创意的。例如 ,the author's imaginative stories attracted many readers' attention. 这位作家富有想象力的故事吸引了许多读者的注意。它的名词是 imagination, 意思就是指想象力。所以我们看的是 beast, 这个名词 beast 是指野兽。例如 ,the lion is the king of beasts.狮子是万兽之王，或者是 The Aboriginals used fire to keep the beasts away from them. 这些原住民用火驱离野兽，或者是 The football player worked out so much that he was as strong as a beast. 这位足球员健身到身材壮得好像野兽一样。And now it's time to go back to our teachers.
Well, in our article today, we talked about Kuvanzanine and her mother going to this audition for a movie, and she was only 5 years old. Now, I don't know how many parents would be comfortable with allowing their 5-year-old child, who is just in kindergarten, to audition for a movie. Gabe, how would you feel if you had a child in kindergarten and they wanted to audition for a movie?
Well, I was just thinking about that recently, Carolyn. I have a cousin who is not much older than 5, and she's very expressive, and I think she would be a great actress. But it's kind of scary to think about what happens to some children when they become celebrities. Sometimes their life doesn't really go in a good direction.
That is true, but I think that Kuvanzanine is doing very well. I know that...If my child really wanted to audition, then I would probably let them. Well, we have a lot more to learn about Kuvanzanine and her story next time here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.